Paul White joins us from USA Today, a senior writer and an expert in the field of baseball. Paul, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah, really. And I don't know if you heard some of the show earlier when Bruce Jenkins was on, and I want to get your take on it. In Boston this morning, a very emotional speech by David Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Baseball, Paul, for me, is the most healing of all the sports. For some reason, baseball brings people together. And we saw it in 9/11 with Bush threw out the pitch in 9/11. Maybe, as Bruce said, his finest moment in office. But there's something about baseball and community in this country that allows us to heal through baseball.
Yeah, there is. And I think, you know, as much as goes on, you know, we hear about other sports and the attention they get and what's a, sort of a fast-paced generation, the YouTube generation. I think people feel like baseball still is more the fabric of the country. I think that's what people go back to, those comfort zones, whatever there's any kind of a tragedy or any kind of difficult moment. And I think they feel like it's tradition more so than any other sport.
Yeah, I sort of brought that up, the generational connections. And if you want to learn about America, you learn about baseball first. And I just think, and I don't think anyone's really brought this up to discuss it, but I think it's something that's worthy of a discussion, maybe even a column, to show how baseball heals people.
Yeah, it does. And again, you know, the history is there, and it's in some cases it's been, you know, that some of these things have occurred just by chance during baseball seasons,
right.
But it's still that, you know, people are looking for things that they fall back on. And it is generational. There's connections with families, and I think that's always a comfort zone for people. You know, the things they grew up with, the things that made them feel comfortable, made them feel safe.
Yeah, safe. That's the key word.
Not bad.
Safe.
Not bad.
Well put, Paul.
It could be a timing thing, too, though, as Paul said, because do you remember Whitney Houston singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl one year, and it was right after Desert Storm had kicked off, and there was a great – it was such a patriotic moment. So it could just be a timing thing, too, Marty. I mean, but the Boston Bruins national anthem the other night was – it just gave you the chill bump. So,
well, healing.
Yeah, there was one in Chicago years ago at a hockey game. Again, a similar thing. I think people will rally to it because you know, again too, it's an opportunity that you always hear and about this sense of community whenever something like this is going on, but they get a chance, you know. Whether it's 15,000 in an arena or 35 or 40,000 in a ballpark, they're all together. And they don't all know each other, but they know they're part of that community.
Yeah, and the words you used, and Pat, you used it as well, healing and safe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Desert Storm was a war.
Sure.
But
there's still a lot of anxiety nationally, right?
But it's different when you want to heal inside. And that to me is the difference.
Okay. I think you're right.
Yeah, good. All right. I want a column on this. I want someone to write about it. All right. Paul White with us, USA Today. Paul, last night, and Bruce Jenkins and Pat and I talked about it earlier, Matt Harvey in Strasburg. Mm-hmm. People out on the West Coast, of course, have heard of Strasburg from San Diego. But Matt Harvey, I don't think many people know about him. That may have been the marquee matchup in the National League so far this season.
Absolutely. And, you know, for a Mets team that's looking for an identity, it's been pretty ugly there for a few years as Sandy Alderson tries to rebuild it. You know, they're going to build it around young power pitchers. Harvey's one. Zach Wheeler's coming through the system's another. I did a thing the other day leading up to this comparing Matt Harvey's 13 major league starts, which is what he had coming into that game last night, with Strasburg's first 13, which happened to be 12 before he had his Tommy John surgery and 5 shutout innings coming off the surgery. But Matt Harvey was better.
Wow.
His record, his numbers, all of his numbers, his ratios, however you like to measure a pitcher, his numbers in 13 starts to start his major league career were better than Strasburg. Now, he came in a little later. He was 23 when he broke in. Strasburg was 21. They're both 24 years old. They're both the same height. Harvey's a little bit bulkier. They're both hard throwers with great stuff. I mean, the comparisons are amazing, but this guy's legit.
Now, his opponents thus far have been like the Marlins and some weaker hitting teams. Now, the Nationals can hit, but has that maybe contributed to his numbers this year, you think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Certainly, you're right. He's faced some teams, and he got to miss their trip to Colorado. You know, when it was just horrendously ugly, maybe that would have helped him because nobody could hit in that weather. But no, this is a kid that came out and pitched really well last season when they brought him up from the minors. He had several great starts, a lot of strikeouts. Like a lot of guys, it's command that's going to determine how good he is. The command would waver at times last year. He pitched enough to lose his rookie status. He'd go 5-6 innings, look fabulous, and all of a sudden the command would break down. I think that's part of the normal progression for a kid like this, but the raw stuff is just there.
Wow. You know, what I like about it is, being a National League guy here with the Giants, it makes the All-Star game more interesting.
Sure.
You throw him in Strasburg, I got your first four innings covered.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, who pitches two innings anymore?
Right.
Really?
Padres, Phillies, and as you said, the Twins, and the Washington Nationals. Those are his four victories this year. Hey, Marty, let me ask Paul real quick another question about, you're talking about Strasburg and Harvey. Let me ask you about Bryce Harper, who's off to a blazing start. This is kind of silly, but the Nationals took his opening day jersey and they auctioned it off without his approval or him even knowing about it, and he got a little butthurt about it. I mean, this is his only opening day jersey from the majors. Does he have a right, Bryce Harper, to be a little ticked off of that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think they should have asked him, at least. I mean, you know, or told him they were thinking about doing it. Let him wear one for four innings, put another one on, you know.
Right.
He keeps one, they auction the other one off. What's the big deal? You know, but him getting a little frosted about this is part of what makes him special.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's got a little bit of an edge, a little bit of an attitude, but I tell you what, I've had more scouts in the last year come to me and say, because I know I see him a lot based in Washington, they say, you know what, I was predisposed to really dislike this guy, and I can't, because the way he plays the game. And I always gauge a player, especially a young player, by going into the clubhouse and seeing how the veterans react. And you talk to Ryan Zimmerman, Jason Wirth, Mark DeRosa, a classy guy who was there last year, Adam LaRoche. They totally buy into this guy because nobody goes harder, nobody works harder, and nobody has more respect for the game. I don't care who you're talking about than this kid does. And you might not like, it's a different generation, and you might not like some of the things he says or the way he goes about it. But let me tell you, he's all about baseball every bit as much as anybody you've ever admired in this game.
Wow, great. That's a huge
compliment.
Quite
right?
A scouting. You did well, Paul, and you got into it. I guess you like him.
I do. And I wasn't sure what to expect, you know. And I just watch him play, and I just like, this is great to watch.
Yeah.
He is, I mean, you know, he's probably going to break something, crashing walls somewhere, or going head first into third base trying to get a triple, or who knows what. But it's all out. And you know, last year early in the season, when Cole Hamels admittedly threw at him and hit him, that was the moment, I think, for him. It was in April. It was national TV. He just kind of looked at Hamels, went down to first base, came around, stole home. That was his message. No, we're not going to rush them out. We're not going to do anything else. We're just going to play baseball and beach at it.
Well, that's the Jackie Robinson story. That's 42.
Yep.
That was part of the theme of the Jackie Robinson story. Boy, nice to have Paul White with
us,
tying all that together. By the way, Paul, Clayton Richard is scratched from the game today. He's sick.
Wow.
Andrew Cashner, the right-hander, throws about 98.
Woo.
He was going to be a starter.
That might be a break for you guys. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, he hasn't, you know, out of spring training, Tyson Ross and Cashner were fighting for that fifth spot. Ross got it, so Cashner's been a short man. So, you know, probably it's going to be a bullpen game today for the Padres, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's not stretched out. But I remember being in the Padres camp when it became obvious that it seemed like management was really in Ross's corner to win that job. And there were a lot of raised eyebrows. Really? You know, I think the only negative for Cashner at this point, he's not stretched out to probably go more than 5 or 6.
Yeah, because he can throw 100.
Yeah.
He's that kind of guy. Traded for Anthony Rizzo, so he's going to get every shot here to do it. Paul, you're back east. Washington is coming in May. We're going to see them. The Phillies we're going to see. We're going to see Atlanta. A real dose of National League East ball here. Washington has stumbled a little bit out of the gate. Atlanta's as hot as can be. The Phillies, Halliday has made a comeback. Hamels and whoever, Lee, pitch well.
Cliff Lee's
done
well.
Give me a little bit. We're going to see all those teams, Paul. Give us a little scouting report on where they're at now.
I think the Phillies are a notch below the other guys. There's not enough consistency in their offense, not enough depth in their offense. Defensively, there's a lot of statues out there. Michael Young, Ryan Howard. Outfield defense is just okay. Ben Revere is a nice player in center. It's just starting to hit. I think he'll help them. Sort of becomes their Michael Bourne again. But I don't think they have enough. And they've got some bullpen issues getting the ball to Papelbon, especially now. You know, if you can't depend on Halliday to go as deep as he used to or Cliff Lee to go as deep as he used to, that puts a lot of strain on guys that they just don't have. The other two, it's a Washington-Atlanta race, I think. I think the Nationals still are the better team. I think Atlanta's going to be very, very streaky. They admittedly put together a lineup that's going to strike out a lot. They know it. They're willing to live with that because those guys can also do what they're doing offensively. I think the real key in that division, who's going to pitch better? Who's starting pitching? National starting pitching hasn't been as good as it was last year. Gio Gonzalez today got went five nice innings and then started getting knocked around by the Mets, and that shouldn't happen to anybody. The Braves starting pitching has been great. They're going to get they're going to get Brandon Beachy back here shortly. That's going to be a boost for them. And I still have some questions about the Nationals' bullpen. Soriano's a great closer, but their bullpen is what knocked them out of the playoffs last year. I think there's still some lingering effects there, and I think that the bullpen, guys like Clippert especially, have thrown a ton of innings in the last several years. That's got to catch up with them as it does any bullpen. I think it's going to be a great race, and the tiebreaker might be what Craig Kimbrell can do at the end of games for Atlanta.
Yeah, no. Paul, one more question on the Braves, who will be at AT&T May 9th through the 12th for a four-game series. Should be a lot of fun. When I look at the Braves, and admittedly I'm a Braves fan, is that it doesn't seem to me they have a number one starter. Now, I know Mahomes hasn't allowed an ERA or an earned run all season long, but if you were to match them up in a series, they have a lot of number two starters, in my opinion. Am I wrong?
No, but if you got four or five of them, what's the problem?
Yeah. I guess like the Giants in a way.
Well, yeah. I heard the last caller talking about Matt Cain. I think Cain is legitimately the one guy there now, just the way it's evolved. But even so, if you have questions about that, that's what you have, and that's what you win with now, especially as the season goes on, late in the season and into the playoffs. And I think because we don't have great teams in baseball right now, we have a lot of very good teams. You want to hang in there. You want to get to the end. And if you can do what the Giants can do, if you can do what Tampa Bay can do with their pitching, what Washington did with theirs last year, if you can line up, Braves have it too, a bunch of good starters and play good fundamental baseball, move the runners, play good defense, you're going to prevail and come out of the tight races and you're going to win in the playoffs.
That's a Giants story, Paul.
Sure is.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, somebody in the Giants, after game one of last year's World Series, looked at me after game one and said, "We're going to out-baseball these guys."
Yeah. Boy, that's a good phrase. I like that. Yeah, that's what they do. Paul, great to have you on. Thank you so much, as always, huh?
Good stuff,
anytime,
Paul.
Anytime, guys. Love it.
Yeah, all right. That is Paul White of USA Today. Boy, that is good. That's a baseball discussion.
That was a tip of the cap to Paul White.
Really?
Right?
Well, he got into it.